Super excited to have our next guest on, Paul Vaughn, who is the director of golf and head golf professional at Ardglass in Northern Ireland. Paul, how are you today?
I'm good, Gabriel. Thank you very much for having me on. It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah. So, man, the course looks beautiful every time I see it. I still haven't been there personally yet. I'm hoping I can do that in 2021. Just for folks who don't know much about the course, give us a history and what it's like there at Ardglass.
Yeah, so I try and post as much social media in around the front of the clubhouse and the sunrise and stuff like that just comes out beyond the first tee box. So, yeah, we're a golf club that dates back to 1896. We only started out with like seven holes, and then in the early 1900s it moved to nine holes, and then in the late 1960s it moved to 18 holes, and has been that way ever since. With members being the original designers, and then we've had a couple of designers along the way, and most recently over the last 4 or 5 years, Ken Kearney Designs. So it's all been pretty progressive. I've been there myself since, well, I've been a member there for a long time, but I've worked there from 06, so I've seen a lot of changes in that time as well.
Wow, I bet. Yeah, so you just went through a renovation over the last few years. What was that like, and how did that change the course?
Yeah, so back in 2016, we embarked on trying to upgrade holes. We have a lot of holes that are very much on the coast and the ones that everybody talk about, and then we have a few more inland ones. So we decided we had made a few mistakes as a golf club among green committees and stuff like that. So we thought, let's get the right people to make the right decisions. So we brought in Ken Kearney Design, one of the best decisions we've ever made. So we're 4 years now into a development plan, which was mainly to be 5 years, but was always realistically going to be over a 10-year period, something like that. And it's pretty much started out with a lot of new bunkering on the holes, which we would call more inland ones, not on the coast. And the reaction to those has been absolutely great. And I have to say, they really lift those holes and really add to that. And we're now just starting to move into, green complexes and more teeing grounds and stuff like that. So we've covered a lot of ground. We've nine holes done, and mostly bunkers, a little bit of mowing lines and a bit of minding and stuff here and there. But the exciting stuff is coming now in 2021 and beyond with new green complexes and stuff like that. So
yeah.
Ken Kearney from Ken Kearney Design has been great, as I said, and the team at Dar Golf, who he works very closely with, have done a phenomenal job, and it's been great over the last few years.
It's fantastic. Yeah. So for folks that haven't seen it even online or certainly haven't stepped that foot on the grounds, tell us a little bit more about what makes Ardglass so special for you.
Yeah, so as I mentioned there, we're right on the northeast coast in Northern Ireland, about 30 minutes from, Royal County Down, and we all know Royal County Down and how good it is. And we have tried to get into the international market over the last few years and get a few more golfers there, and that has worked, and the profile has grown loads. So a lot of the feedback we get is, about the views on the golf course and what you can see, because from every tee box, fairway and green, you can see the sea, so that there's none of those holes that you can't see it. Obviously, some of them are more inland than others. You arrive into the car park, and our clubhouse is a castle, which dates back to 1405. So a lot of our international visitors get wild with that. So we actually have a plaque at the front door, which, states it's the oldest clubhouse in the world, and then the date of 1405. So or the oldest building used as a clubhouse in the world. Not sure how good that is, but nobody's questioned us yet. But one of our things. So many a visitor get blown away by that. And then we get onto the golf course. As I said about the views and stuff like that, and the first tee box is one of the most special places for me. I mean, I'm obviously going to be very biased, but we have a lot of memorable holes, but the first is right on the edge of the coast, and your first tee shot, you have to hit it 150 yards up onto the fairway, but it looks a lot tougher than that. So the arrival area is very special, and we get a lot of comments on that. We have a great bunch of members who are very proud of their golf course and will always link in with the visitors and the tourists that are in the area. And, we've got a lot of members caddying. All our caddies are members, which adds to the experience as well, and that friendly experience. So we like to pride ourselves, as soon as you arrive, you get, blown away by the view, the castle, and the unique membership that we have and the very friendly welcome that we had. And then we carry that through onto the golf course with the caddies the golf course, the maintenance of the golf course, and a very good bar and restaurant whenever you come in. So
you got to hit people with the wow factor right up front. It sounds like you're doing that. That's so cool. I can't wait to hopefully someday soon experience that. Let's talk about some of your favorite holes. You talked about the first hole there, but let's talk about some of the signature holes there at Arden Glass.
Yeah, so we've got one, you know, the first, second, and then a lot of feedback we get, which we never actually spoke about years ago, was the fourth hole. You stand in the tee box, the fourth hole, you're up quite high, and you look to the left, and all you can see is water, and you look back and back towards the club. Now, you can't see the clubhouse from there, but you're up very high, and it's a place that we probably took for granted as members, but the more and more visitors that come, the more and more visitors mention the fourth. And we've just renovated that hole with new bunkers. So that hole now is fantastic. So, yeah, we've about half a dozen really memorable holes into the back nine, and right along the coast on Coney Island, we've got par 5, 11, which is probably our top signature hole from media sort of things. Par 5, under 500 yards. So it's quite short, but it's trouble left and just all water to the right. So,
two very
good shots to get up somewhere up close to the green. Followed by a par 3 over the water as well, which, you know, if you know the seventh at Pebble Beach, it's been compared to that as well.
Wow.
So half a dozen memorable holes, but it still doesn't take away from the first tee box for me. It's the most memorable thing that I think you'd remember if you're a visitor coming, and it's the very first shot of the day as well, which is good.
Of course, yeah. Nothing like an easy tee shot to start the day off, right?
I'm forever, you know, talking to guests and members and visitors and saying, look, this looks an awful lot more daunting than what it is. It's only 150 yards. Get up and hit it there. Just off the bottom. I had like international from somewhere, but it looked harder than what it is.
Yeah, well, fair enough. Yeah, so just out of curiosity, what's your low round on the course?
My low round was actually 66. I never shot any lower than 66 in our glass, which is 4 under. That was back actually before I turned pro. So I've had some better scores than that since I turned pro. But obviously, as the years go on, you play less because you're so busy and your game starts to leave a bit. But I still love the game. I still love playing. I don't get a chance to play competitively. But this year, I actually have played more than I've played in a long time because time has allowed it. So you can feel bits of the game coming back that you used to have, but love the game by all means. Yeah.
Yeah, that's so cool, man. So, you know, let's talk about in terms of the region, so folks can kind of figure out where they're at. You said it's not far from Royal County Down. Tell us what's the easiest way to get there and how you sort of build that into another trip around Northern Ireland.
Yeah, so a lot of our trips are based with guys coming, you know, straight into play courses in Northern Ireland. Now, all the flights come in to Dublin. We're only 2 hours from Dublin Airport. But the North of Ireland trip is becoming much more popular. You've Royal County Down, you've ourselves, you've got Port Stewart, Castle Rock, Port Rice, obviously, and then you can go slightly further north, but into the south, which is Ballyeffin. So a great trip in Northern Ireland there. And then down the east coast, you have, you know, from the airport, you've got Port Marnock, you've the island, you've Royal Dublin, you've County Louth, Baltrae, you know, so all great golf courses and any golf course that you put on any trip. Locally, you know, there's great restaurants, great bars in Arden Glass. It's a small fishing village. So, I mean, I would recommend anybody to come and stay in Arden Glass. No problem at all. There's plenty to do and restaurants and bars, as I say. And then the main gathering spot for golfers is Newcastle. And most of them tend to stay in the Sleeve Donard there in Newcastle, right beside Royal County Down. And Newcastle's great. You know, there's restaurants everywhere and you're right beside the number one golf course in the world, and so it's hard to beat. But a lot more people are starting to use Belfast as well. Belfast is 45 minutes from us, so some people would base themselves there for a week and just travel to all the golf courses from there. And the furthest away is probably, you know, Port Rice, which is maybe an hour and 20 minutes from Belfast. But I mean, you've got everything in Belfast, the nightlife, restaurants, bars, whatever you want to do. So it's all there. Yeah. But even in, from a region that we're in, known as Mourne, you know, visit Mourne, you know, there's loads to do, and there's many more accommodations that I haven't mentioned. There's a new one there recently, Caleavy Castle, which I've just seen recently, and it, you know, it's unbelievable. So there's food tours, you know, there's we're right beside Castle Ward. Arglass is right beside Castle Ward, 5 miles away, which is where Winterfell is, the first edition of the Game of Thrones. So, plenty to do. You'll not be bored in the area of County Down, that's for sure.
For sure. Yeah, no, there's so many beautiful buildings, like you said, old ruins and things, and mm-hmm. just so much to see. And the natural beauty of that part of the world is really striking as well. I mean, we've talked on other podcasts about the Giant's Causeway and the Carrick, a Reed Rope Bridge, and all these places. Just so much to really just to take in while you're there and in a nice setting, especially if you get a nice warm day without too much of a breeze on the golf course. I imagine, like any links course, it can probably beat you up. It changes so quickly, right?
No, it's 25 degrees with a slight breeze every day.
Every day, <yeah.
laughs> every day.
Chamber of Commerce weather, right?
No, all those places are great. I mean, I tell people as well, I went and I done the Titanic tour in Belfast there a few years ago, and I done it just like, it was more of a case of like doing it for the sake of doing it, and I was absolutely blown away about how good that was. And it's obviously one of the more famous ones along with the Giant's Causeway, but there's, if you really dig deep, there's so many other things to do in the area which were quite unique, and you'll never go away thinking I shouldn't have done that. You know, there's so many things. You know, even to go down to Game of Thrones and in Castle Ward and see those sets is just unbelievable. And actually, the dogs, the wolfhounds that are in Game of Thrones, they are in the village of Arglass, or obviously one of there's really? No longer with us, but they're in Arglass, so they take pictures and with guests and stuff as well. So for such a small village, there's an awful lot going on, and has an awful lot of things to do. Yeah.
Sounds like it, for sure. So, Paul, I mean, Arglass is certainly still in some ways a hidden gem, but the profile's absolutely grown over the last few years. What do you attribute that to?
Yeah, the profile has grown huge over we're in 2020 now, over the last 10 years. We had a very proactive captain in 2011 who had his eyes set on increasing the international visitors. So himself and another couple of guys got together and were sort of thinking the right way. And then I always say that, you know, I got the head pro job in 2011 with these guys, and I thought, you know, I'm in the right place at the right time, or I look back and I think I'm in the right place at the right time. But over the last, you know, 9-10 years, we've a lot of people who have helped us along the way, who we would call like influencers. We have Tom Coyne, who wrote the book, of course, called Ireland. And if you read that, there's an awful lot of talk about Arglass. So Tom has been great to us, and he's an honorary member with us now. And you know, there's many more. We've become good friends with Matt Janella from the Golf Channel. Matt's been great to us over the years. And then most recently, over the last 4 or 5 years, we've had a great bond with Rich Beam, who came to visit in 2015, who's also now a member. So those guys that I've mentioned, along with a lady called Anne McGurry, who we all know as well. So they've all been great influencers and great supporters of Arglass, who have helped us along the way. And we don't ever forget that, for sure.
What do you think they saw in Arglass in order to promote it for you? Because people don't take that stuff lightly. Yeah. What makes it so special? Why, if you're going to visit a Royal County Down or Royal Rush, why should you still put Arglass on that list?
Yeah, so like on any trip to Northern Ireland or any trip to Ireland or UK, you should still be trying to get to Royal County Down and Royal Rush. There's no doubt. But we pride ourselves on, and these guys are the same as the other international visitors are coming, you know. We really make them feel very welcome on the day. I mean, you could do that with an awful golf course and an awful experience, but they'll not come back, you know. So we pride ourselves in being very friendly, but that's not why they're going to come back. I mean, they arrive, I talk about the first tee, the views right on the coast. It's a quirky little golf course. They enjoy it. You can hit your ball. You can find it again. You have a good experience with your caddy. You've enjoyed the golf course, the maintenance of the golf course. You're into the bar afterwards. The people are good. The food's good. And generally, the crack's just good, and they have a good day and a good experience from the moment they come through the gates to the moment they leave. You know, we talk about it with the staff all the time. Everybody has to be on their game. You know, it comes to us naturally about being friendly, but we make sure that doesn't become complacent and take it for granted. And, you know, you could have a great golf course, you could have great caddies, you could have a great welcome in the pro shop, great stock in the pro shop, and they all have a good day. But some people get a bad meal, it could really mess everything up. So everything has to be top notch all the time. So we pride ourselves on doing that. And these guys are like anybody else, that, you know, if they've had a good experience, they'll tell everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's a testament to you and your teams there that can do that. It really is special. And it's something that you probably even take for granted from time to time. But when you're a visitor, like I've been, you know, to that part of the world a few times, man, it's definitely a really, really different. It's a different feeling, a different atmosphere, and you feel home, like without having, you know, with being a complete stranger. I think that's so cool.
You know, I think you're right, Mitch. And we do take it for granted, which is why we purposely, you know, make sure that we're on the game all the time. Like, but you're only as good as the team around you. We have a great team in Hourglass, a great bunch of people throughout the whole building, and it's them that make the place function as the way it is, and why the profile has grown. One thing, you know, when we were talking about, we have a little cottage on the golf course. It used to be on our ninth green before we put three new holes in back in 2004. It's now on our seventh green, you know, but there's a keg of Guinness in there and there's a wee bar. So it gets a lot of comments. You know, we have some food in there. It's not open all the time, but we have some food and drinks in there on special days and big numbers and big groups and stuff. So that gets a lot of talk about.
Yeah, it's those little moments, man. That's what makes a trip special for sure. Okay. Paul, if folks want to find out more about Hourglass, where should they follow you, or where should they go to visit and see what's happening?
Yeah, so as you know, we're pretty active on all the social media platforms: Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and you can visit our website, hourglassgolfclub.com, or we use the hashtag #AwesomeHourglass. So if you go to awesomehourglass.com, you'll get to the same place. I'm pretty active on those platforms myself at Paul Vaughan Pro on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. So all the details are on those, contact details. If you want to get in touch, come and see us. If you're not sure about coming, have a look at all those social media platforms, and I guarantee you'll want to come after that.
It's true. Yeah, you hooked me. I will look at your early morning photos almost every day that you post on LinkedIn and other places. And man, it looks like it's such a special spot. I can't wait to come visit it. Paul, thanks so much for joining us, man.
We have to get you there in 2021 for sure.
Hey, don't forget to check out our YouTube channel where you can actually watch us play some golf, not just listen, but watch as well. That's youtube.com/letsplaythrough. Let's play through with a U, just like the podcast. We'd love to have you over there. Hit subscribe and get connected with us on YouTube. And we'll catch you back here very soon on another edition of the Golf Travel Show. Hit them straight.